Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Claudia Puig, and Peter Rayner. We begin with the Peruvian drama Song Without a Name from director and writer Melina León. Peter.
This is a really terrific movie, very powerful in every way, beautifully shot, about an important subject, child kidnapping, and it really is one of the best films of the year.
Claudia.
I agree. I think it's both poetic and personal, as well as a much larger political story about corruption, very high-level corruption, and the personal story is about unimaginable loss, and it's beautifully shot, beautifully told.
Song Without a Name, starring Pamela Mendoza's Unrated, available on Lemley's Virtual Cinema. The Guatemalan horror film La Llorona is from writer-director Jairo Bustamante. Claudia.
This is a beautiful, terrific, solemn political horror film. I say beautiful because it is gorgeous to look at with cinematography, and the sound design is really powerful, but it's about the genocide of thousands of indigenous Guatemalans, and it's interlaced with the myth of La Llorona, and it's chilling and very unnerving.
La Llorona is unrated, available on the video streaming service Shudder. A Thousand Cuts, a documentary that follows Filipino journalist Maria Ressa as she investigates the Duterte regime in the Philippines. Peter.
A very good, strong documentary about a true hero, Maria Ressa, who is really so courageous, and the anatomy of her courage is demonstrated in this film so strikingly.
Claudia.
She is so brave up against a macho, populist, misogynistic leader, which sounds familiar here. And she, you really get the importance of the freedom of press, and she is just an amazing, crusading journalist.
A Thousand Cuts is directed by Ramona S. Diaz. It's unrated on Lemley's Virtual Cinema. And the documentary Howard shows us the life and the work of Disney animated film lyricist Howard Ashman. Charles.
A very personal vision of the extraordinarily talented writer, songwriter, storyteller, whose life was so tragically cut short by AIDS. It moved me to tears.
Claudia.
Yeah, I was deeply moved by this. And I like that it was mostly the creative process that was celebrated with some archival footage, didn't have the usual talking heads. You can feel the affection that director Don Hahn has and had for Howard Ashman.
Howard, the documentary is available on the streaming service Disney Plus. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week here on KPCC.